Okay, Parsha Shoiftim Tavshinayin Beis. So says the Pasuk in Parsha Shoiftim. Kisov el arza shesh mulkech nois aloch virishta vyeshavta bo v'marta sim alai melech kechol agoyim asher shvoisai. So the mitzvah says, Yisoyim tasim alecha melech asher ivchar Hashem lokech aboy. You should go ahead and appoint the king that HaKadosh Baruch has chosen. You should put it, it has to be a Jewish king, you cannot appoint a Nochri. Now, what does it mean, Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha Bo? So Chazal say in the Sifrei, Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha Bo Eladei Novi, that you should get a Melech that is Eladei Novi. So the Poshe Pshat is, that when you go and you appoint a Melech, state in Rambam, Nilchus Melochim, how do you appoint a Melech? So the Rambam says, Nilchus Melochim, Perek Aleph, Aloha Gimel, Ein Mamidi Melech Tchil, Alpi Beis Din Shel Shivim Zkenim, Alpi Novi. Meaning, you need to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agrees to the Melech. Right? Ki Yeshua Sheminao Moishe, or Moishe Beis Dinoi. So the Posh Pshat Hashem, Hashem Elokecha Boi, that if you want to appoint a Melech, you've got to check with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he chooses and he accepts that king. But if that's the case, what does it say in the Pasuk? Lo sucha latet alecha ish nochri. You should not put up a nochri. For sure, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to choose a nochri. So what does that mean? So the Ramban says, it must be that you have to go and get HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell you Alpi Novi who the king is. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say, Lekol HaPocho is you could appoint anybody, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't tell you, but it should not be a nochri. So it's like, in other words, if you go to the Novi and the Novi doesn't tell you, you appoint a king, but you've got to make sure that he's Jewish and not a goy. That's a posh pshat. But the Sherif Hashem Elokecha, says the Ramban, is poshut. That you've got, when you appoint a king, to get the Kodesh Baruch Hu's approval, the seal of approval. Priskarov says that's one way, but there is a deeper way to understand this. Because we know the following, says the Priskarov in the Chumash, the following idea. If you look at the Rambam, in the same Perek Aleph, but in Aloch HaZayin, says like this, Kivan Shenimshach Dovid Zocher B'Keser Malchus. Once David the Melech was Nimshach, he was Zocher B'Keser Malchus. The Malchus belongs to him. The She'ar Shivtei Yisrael. So said Rambam says, Novi She'emid Melech V'She'ar Shivtei Yisrael. So the Malchus, now once David the Melech was chosen, the Malchus belongs to him. So says the Rambam, Novi Chemid Melech Mishar Shivt Yisrael. What happens if a Melech was appointed from another Shevet? And he does what's right. Hari ze Melech v'chol mitzvah Malchus Noar Bezboi. He has the din Melech. So what's a pshat by Malchus Beis David that the Malchus sees? There are halachas. Says Briskov, one halacha we know the Gemara Norius, that only a Melech for Beis David is Nimshach. To anoint him, the anointed are only Malchus Beis David. But there's another halacha. There's a halacha that the Gemara says in various places, in Soita and other ones, then that's the Gemara in Soita that says in Daf Mem Aleph Umud Beis, Ein Yeshiva Bazora, says like this, V'omar mar Ein Yeshiva Bazora Ela Lemalchus Beis David Belvad. There's a locha that Ein Yeshiva Bazora Lemalche Beis David Belvad, Shenemar Vayovi Hamelech David Vayeshev Lifni Hashem Vayomer. Yeshiva Bazora. Now, Yeshiva Bazora, there is no Yeshiva Bazora on Malchus Beis David. There are three Rashis. Rashi in Soita says, why in Yeshiva Bazora ela lemalchi Beis David belvad, aval lo lemalchi Beis Chashmonoi. So that's the space. So Rashi says in various places. So Rashi in Yuma says, in Malchus, in Yeshiva Bazora el Malchus Beis David belvad. So Rashi says, because in Kovid Lashchina, there's no Kovid Lashchina to people to sit, because even the Malachim don't sit in the Shomayim. The Pasuk says, Srofim Omdim Mimaloi. So there's no Yeshiva Bazor even by the Malachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Rashi was Choylek Kovid, the Malachim is David, they should sit. So it's Mashma that's a Svor because Ain, so the Mishnah Melech says from this Rashi is Mashma. That this is only the Rabbanan. That's not a inyan of the Raisa. Because he's saying all because it's not covered to the Shechina. But Rashi brings down the Sanhedrin, that's Aloha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So says the Briskrov, so says the Briskrov Melech, must be that's Aloha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Only the reason and the taich of the Shloah Alocha B'Shem Sinai is that is not covered with the Shekhinah. And that's why the Malchei Beis David was given that covered. So says the Rishkov, you see that it's a din deraisa because Alocha B'Shem Sinai. If there's no such a thing as Malchus Beis David Beis Sinai, how can you give a halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai that nobody can sit except them? There's no such thing as Malchus Beis David. So you see that there is such a chafts of Malchus Beis David Misinai. So you have to say that the pshat is, if you look at the Medrash, says the Rishkov, if you look at the Mechilta says the following, says the Mechilta in Pashas Boi, Ad shelo nivche Yerushalayim, I say, kol eretz Yisroel kshira l'mizbochis. All eretz all could be before eretz Yisroel. Mishenivche Yerushalayim, once Yerushalayim was chosen, yotze eretz Yisroel is not kosher for the Mizbeach, only Yerushalayim. It continues here. Ad shelo nivcher Beis Olam, until the Beis Olam was chosen, Haise Yerushalayim ruya lishchina. All Yerushalayim was ruya to the Shechina. Mishenivcher Beis Olam, yotze Yerushalayim. And here also, Ad shelo nivcher David, hayu kol Yisroel kshirim l'malchus. Mishenivcher David, yotze kol Yisroel. So you see that the Bechir of David is like the Bechir of the Mishkan. The same way the Mishkan that we just saw last week, then the Pasuk says, Aser Yivcher Hashem Elokecha, Midina Torah, there was already told you that to be a Bechir of a Mokim, which would be the Yerushalayim, that would be Nivchar. By David is exactly the same thing. Because Kushabuch says you should appoint a Melech. But you should know that right now I'm already telling you that one of those Melechims will be Nivchar. And that's Malchus Beis David. So the idea is that there's already a qualifier that when you ask for a Melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu be boicher in a new Melech, and that new Melech is Malchus Beis David. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you, the Melech, Asher Yivchar Hashem, has special halachas that he could sit Ba'azorah. So the halacha L'Moshe V'Sinai Ba'azorah was shaykh to Malchus Beis David, because Malchus Beis David was already established Me'ar Sinai, because that is B'mokem Asher Yivchar Hashem. And look at the parallels. The parallels are mamish givaldik. You see, the parallel is that the B'mokem Asher Yivchar Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to choose a place to have Beis Olamim. Who is the one who gets the place to be chosen is David HaMelech. Here also, the kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you could appoint a king, but I'm going to be Boicher a king, and that becomes the only kingdom. Also David HaMelech. So David HaMelech is the one who chooses the Beis Olamim to be the only place of Ashras HaShechina. He is the one who becomes the only person to have Malchus. Always that parallel. So then you could say Aloha L'Moshe Misinai. Says the Briskrov, so it comes out that the Aloha, the established Malchus Beis David, is already Misinai. Because that is a Sherif Harashem. A Sherif Harashem is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu qualify, HaKadosh Baruch Hu limit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will delineate who the Malchus really belongs to. So, says the Briskrov, if you look at it, this is the Pasuk also. The Malchus is a din of... So the Rambam himself says like this, so the seed, the din of Bechira is here, and that's the post who says, by Divrei Hayomim, David HaMelech says, Ki bi bochar Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen me. So the Ki bi bochar Hashem, the Bechira is Malchus Beis David. If you look at the Rambam in Ilchois, in Mitzvahs, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvahs, Shin Samech Beis, says the Rambam. Aval Malchus bilvad, kvar yadatam lishoyne Sifer Nevuah shezocha b'David. You know from the Sifer Nevim that he was zoiche. Ubefirush omru kesel Malchus zocha b'David. Vechen zaru ya'achravat kol asar doyles. Ein melech limim sheman b'yitur asmo yishe. So don't think that that's a novi to decide later. Says the Rambam, Ein melech lemi shemamin b'toiras Moshe. If you believe toiras Moshe, Ella b'zera David. Mi toiras Moshe, mi har Sinai. If you believe in Torah, you realize that that's David. O mizera shloimei davka. And says, the Rambam is only mizera shloimei. And the Rambam has the kol shu mizula zera zera nichbad, linya malchus. And anybody who's not from Malchus based David, nochri korinam bei, it's a dolch of nochri. So from now on, if you point somebody else, he's called a Nochri. Keshem shekol shu zeraro ni en avoyer zar karin nabei. So it comes out the Rambam, you see Beferush. Malchus Beis David is not something that's midin Nevi'im. It's the midin Yatoira. Where you see that midin Yatoira? Because that Asher Yivchar Hashem. The pasuk says, I am going to have a Melech of Bechira, and that Melech of Bechira is David. So that's why, if you don't believe in Malchus Beis David, you are Koifer on what? You're Koifer on Teras Moshe. And now, also, now you could explain, so Asher Yivchar Hashem is not the choice of any Melech. That choice of any Melech is Tam. Aloch Rav Hashem, we see that you need a Sanhedrin, and you need what's called Rivetumim, you need a Novi, different. Here, the Asher Yivchar Hashem is there is a qualifier that Malchus will be limited to the Malchus Asher Yivchar Hashem. And Mimeli could understand what Asher Lo Tuchal Alecha Latet Ish Nochri. Ish Nochri is a stranger to the Bechira. Once the Bechira of David was made, now there is a Yisur Lo Suchal Latet Alecha Ish Nochri. If you establish a Malchus outside the Malchus based David, you transgress the love. So the love is only validating the Bechira. Now, you have to understand a couple things. First of all, why is that Bechira? We are telling you that the Bechira is what? The fact, where do you see the Malchus Beis David? Mishloma, one issue with Malchus Beis David that exists is that Malchus Beis David is, as you will soon see, is forever. So that makes sense why there is Meshicha. But what's special about Malchus Beis David that makes a difference? Legabit in Yeshiva Bazor and Malchus Beis David. Why Yeshiva Bazor comes to represent Malchus Beis David? And second thing is, why is there a need of Bechira? Why Malchus cannot be for everybody? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there is Malchus, but there is a Bechira of David. Why is Bechira of David already established by Har Sinai? Why is that necessary? And the expression of it is specifically about in Yeshiva Bazora. But if you go ahead and you add one aspect to it is, says the Rambam, that is Mizera Shloimo Davka. It's not David HaMelech. It's David HaMelech only from Zera Shloimo. Only the children of Shloimo. Why Davka the children of Shloimo is Malchus Beis David? Why do you need Zera Shloimo? Now if you look at the Bris Korov himself says in the other part of Chumash, and that's in Parshas Chayisora, that the Pasuk says that when they had Adoniyahu ben Chogis, Misnasa Lemor Ani Emloch, so when finally David HaMelech validates that the only one who's going to be his follower is Shlomo HaMelech, so Batsheva gives him a brocha, Yihichi HaMelech David Loilam. Explains the Biskrov, because Malchus based David, the Bechira, is one additional thing. The Bechira of David HaMelech means that not only that he is in Shiva Bazora, Bechira means that now it Malchus is his forever and he can never lose it. And that the Rambam says Beferush. Malchus based David is chosen and the choice makes one additional qualifier. That from now on, he never loses the Malchus. Says the Rambam, even though the actual Melochim in befall, meaning in actualization, the only Melochim are the Ksherim, lo tichores haMalchus mizer David loyelam. David haMelech will never lose the Malchus. His Malchus is eternal. Yivtichu haKadosh Baruch Hu bekach. Kadosh Baruch Hu promised him. Shenemar, im yazu banav brisi b'mishpata lo yelechun. If they decide not to follow the Torah, opakati b'shevet pisham min goyim avinam, will punish them. But v'chaz lo asibim. But my chesed, my choice, will not be taken away from him. So you see that the Bechira is not only David haMelech's Nivchar, but the Bechira is Olomis. Says the Rishon of dead Bechira is Olomis is not by David, only when David haMelech had Shloimeh. Had it not been Shloimo, it would have not been a Bechira forever, and Malchus Beis David would not be special. What makes Malchus Beis David special, says the Rambam, is Mizera Shloimo Bilva. The Rambam says here, Sefer HaMitzvot, the Rambam says the same thing in Pirshei Mishnayos. Dafka Mizera Shloimo. So that's why Batsheva, when Adoniyahu ben Chogis was becoming the follower of David, it means Malchus Beis David do not have the special quality of Malchus Beis David. Once he chose Shlomo, then Yechi HaMelech David Loilam, David HaMelech will live forever. Why would he live forever? Because now Malchus Beis David has a Bechira. It says, Bershkov, that's Much for the Psukim. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Kol HaChoylek al Malchus Beis David, Roi Lakichosh Nochosh. If you argue Malchus Beis David, you get beaten by a snake. How do you know that? Because it says by Adoniyahu al Even haZoicheles, and Chazal learned Zoicheles comes from the Loshon Nochosh, Zoichele Ofer, meaning that the Nochosh is called Zoichelim. So since it's called Zoichelim, So that is roy lakuichas nochash. The Lashon HaGemara says the Briskro says the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Ksiva izbach Adoniyahu im zeven azocheles, and it says im chimas zoichale offer, that zoichale offer is the snake. But you see beferush that even though Adoniyahu was not arguing with David, he was arguing with Shlomo. But it's called that he was arguing with David, and that's why he was roy lakichas nochash. So you see beferush that if you argue with Malchus Shlomo, you are arguing Malchus beis David. Malchus beis David loylam is only mizera Shlomo. That's shitas Rambam, and that's the Rambam here. But the truth is the medrash on Chumen Parshat Vayishlach. The Rambam so says the Briskrov, that's the idea. If you argue with Shlomo, you have no Malchus. And the question is, why is Shlomo roy for Malchus? First of all, why is the bechira the choice forever, which becomes also the same thing by Beis Olamim. Beis HaMikdash, once is Nivchar, the Mokom Hashem, you realize that's such a now a parallel. The Beis HaMikdash, you have to look for it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the Bechira. By the Melech is the same thing. You have to look for it, Asim Alay Melech, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses it. The same way by Shiloh, there is first a Shiloh that you do Mishkan Shiloh, right? And the Mishkan Shiloh we do, which is only temporary, that's the possibly Shichna Tidreshu. Here you have Sholem Melech, also Mishavet Binyamin, that's also temporary. And then David the Melech is chosen. But even important, the same way the Beis HaMikdash, the choice of the Beis HaMikdash doesn't become real. In potential is by David, but it becomes real only by whom? Or by Shlomo Melech, because he was the only one to the Beis HaMikdash. The choice of the Malchus Beis David is only in potential by David. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells David, Vayesha, you'll be able to sit in Azara. But there was no Azara to sit in. And the Bechira would have been canceled. It would have been Adoniyahu ben Chagis, would be no halacha Malchus Beis David, and the Malchus Beis David would be bottle. So when does it become real, the Havtoch of David? Davka by Shlomo HaMelech. So you see, Mamish, the two parallels. First of all, what is the two parallels? Why would it Shlomo? Why is there a parallel between the Mishkan in such a symmetry and Malchus Beis David? Did they work in the exact same thing? And you see even more. Who makes the Bechir of the Beis HaMikdash? It's David HaMelech. Who is the one who's Nivchar LeMalchus? It's David HaMelech. So the Bechir is the same. So why is the parallel between the Mishkan and David HaMelech? And the most important thing is also to understand why is Shlomo part of the equation. Now, if you look at the Briskerov Viter, the Briskerov in the Posuk in Tehillim, when the Posuk says in Tehillim, Ach toi vochesed irdefuni kol emechaya veshafti beveis Hashem leorech yomim. So he brings down the Shaila from Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim says, we know the Rambam holds that Malchus Shlomo, once it's Shlomo, he can never lose the Malchus. Could David HaMelech lose the Malchus? Is David or is Davka from Shlomo? From the Rambam is Mashma, from the Pasuk is Mashma, Davka the children. Because it says in the Pasuk that the Rambam brings down in Ilchus Melochim Perek Alef Halacha Hagimel, he says, Im yazvu bon of brisi ubi mishpot elo elechon. Mashma, that's a locha by the children, Dafka. Mashma, the David HaMelech, if he didn't do what's right, he would have lost the Malchus. That eternity only comes from the children. So it's not only that once Shlomo comes in. Once Shlomo comes in, but it's only from Shlomo HaMelech on, not from beforehand. So in other words, not by David. David would have lost the Malchus. Even though it was already a potential Bechira, the real Bechira doesn't come into Shlomo, and only applies to Shlomo, doesn't apply to David HaMelech. So the Chaim says that that's Mashma. And Biskrov says it's a riot, because the Gemara says that look at David HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech did one Avera, and he lost the Malchus. David HaMelech did two Averas, and he didn't lose the Malchus. Kama choloi choli velo margish gavra de moresai. You see that a person of Kuchbo helps, it helps. Right? One second, what's the Chiddush? By David HaMelech, if you'd have done five Averis, he would have not lost the Malchus, because there is the Brocha. The Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu guaranteed in the Malchus. Ela Yumashma, that there's no guarantee of Malchus. The guarantee of Malchus is only from Shlomo HaMelech on. David HaMelech could have lost the Malchus, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a big Chiddush, that even though Shlomo did one Avera and he lost it, David HaMelech did two Averis and he didn't lose it. But technically, he could have lost it. You see, Beferish, he could have lost it technically. So the Briskerov says, that's the pshat that Reb Chaim was used to say, on the psukim in Shmuel Beis Perachov Gimel. He says, "Dele divrei David achronim." Divrei David, he would tell the last words that David the Melech said. Omar Eloike Yisrael li diber. Hakadosh Baruch Hu spoke to me, Tzur Yisrael. So Omar Eloike Yisrael li diber Tzur Yisrael. Eloike Yisrael, Hakadosh Baruch Hu spoke to me. Moishel be'odem tzadik, Moishel yiras Hashem, ukior boiker izrach Hashemesh, boiker le'ovis. So first of all, why does he repeat? He says, Omar Eloike Yisrael, Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, li diber Tzur Yisrael. Hashem spoke to me. One second, Hashem spoke. Twice, Hashem spoke and Hashem spoke. So says Reb Chaim, what David the Melech means to say, Eire divrei David achronim. David the Melech says, this is my Malchus. He knew what he says, Li diber, Aumar Hashem Elohi Kisra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him like this, Li diber Tzur Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was medaber to me. Medaber to me means hardship. Diber is Loshon Kosher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke very harshly to me. Moishel be'odom tzadik. If you could control yourself and be a tzaddik, Moishel yiras Hashem, then you're going to shine. Kodesh Baruch Hu, with me, was very harsh. And he told me that if you do what's right, you're going to get it. Yizrach Hashem, Eshboiker loyavois. But Kilok Kain Beisi, the apostle continues, says, my family will not be like that. Brisi oilam liyaruka bechol shomra. With them is a bris forever. So the pasuk is saying, "Omar Eloike Yisrael li diber." For me, it was a dibur kosher. That for me, I have a tnai that if I do what's right, it's good. If I don't do what's right, I lose it. So the vort is this idea: the malchus is forever. The bechira is only by Shlomo Melech. So it comes out the bechira is only by Shlomo, not only the tnai of Shlomo Melech, but it's only chal on Shlomo Melech, which is so interesting. Why is that the case? But Biskov says, that's the pshat the posuk. Ach toivo chesed irdefuni kol emei chayei. For me, I need chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that people should not persecute me, because I could have lost the malchus. So I need the chesed of Hashem to protect me, irdefuni kol emei chayei. But once my life is over, v'shafti beveis Hashem l'rechom, I will be able to sit beveis Hashem l'olomim, because sitting beveis Hashem means that my Malchus is that I could sit beveis Hashem, because Malchus beis David could sit in the Azorah, and that is lo'irech yomim. But lo'irech yomim is only afterwards, not now. And again, so the question is, why dafka by Shlomo HaMelech? So not only is a tnai of the Bechira, and what's the chidush of the tnai, of the Bechira, of the Lo'ilomim? V'shavti beveis Hashem. The fact that I could sit in the Azorah tells me that that's forever. Why sitting in the Azorah is a riot that Malchus beis David is forever? What a sitting in the Azorah has to be with it being forever. So to answer all of this, I think it's important to understand what is the concept of Bechira. David HaMelech, what is the difference between David and Shlomo? David HaMelech, we know that's Odom, David, and Mashiach. The Tzuras Odom HaShlema, the word Odom says there is Odom, and David is the apex, and then Mem is the Mashiach. David HaMelech is the one who was able to be over the Kodesh Baruch Hu b'shlemus. He was the one who basically killed his Yisrael. He said on himself, Libi cholal bekirbi. Now, David HaMelech, the difference between him and Ishai. Ishai was, we know that Ishai was met, the Gemara says, be'et yoshal nachash. He didn't have any own avera. He was a tzaddik gomer. He was only et yoshal nachash. But et yoshal nachash means, Rav Tzadik says, it means that, what does it mean that he died because of the poison of the snake? So the Medrash says that David HaMelech said on a pasuk on Ishai, Hen be'ovin cholalti. I was born in sin. What does that mean? Says David HaMelech, even though he didn't do an avera, but Ovi, my father, when he had relations with my mother, he didn't do it l'shem shamayim, he did the lehanos atma, he did it for his own taiva. Because that's the idea, in kishur ledas, be ezel taiva. So the fourth is Be'et Yoshal Nochash means that there is a Yetzirah that you can't conquer. Because that Yetzirah is the Yetzirah of Taiva, and Taiva is impossible to get away with it. And the reason is very simple, because the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us. The Yetzirah of Taiva we created. Right? Because Ki Taiva Hu Le'inayim. That Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael, if we create, it becomes part of us. We can't get away from it anymore. So that's why Taiva, you can never overcome. So Ishai, which was a tzaddik gomor, taiva couldn't do it. David HaMelech was able to be mesaken because he is the wula shel tshuva. He is the one who is able to achieve tzitkus, not on the first time, but on the second time over by tshuva. That's why Lanzech, Alagever, Hukam Al, is David HaMelech, which represents Ola shel tshuva. So the idea is that he's able to overcome. But the word is Libi Chol Bekirbi. David HaMelech is the concept of having the Ra excluded. Through tshuva is Mehapech, the Ra into Toif. But the idea is the Ra is not part of the equation. There is something. David HaMelech says, the Tzodik in the Tzidkas, in the Vashkot, in Pritzadik, is a b'chin of, in itself, of Mashiach ben Yosef. In other words, he's the one who fights the Yetzirah. And he comes to overcome. That's why the Gemara in Brocha says, the Melech said five Borche Nafshis. And what's the Borche Nafshi that he said about life? Is he robim apolo shel Rishoyim. He saw the Rishoyim being destroyed. Why Rishoyim being destroyed? That's what Olam Haz is all about, yes. David HaMelech is Yod Chadomim Aleihu. His hands were full of blood. Says Reb Tzodek, in the physical sense, he conquered Goyim. In the spiritual sense, he conquered his own Yetzirah. David HaMelech is the concept of Midas Adin. The difference between him and Ishai is that he's able to overcome the Ra, not in the first time, but through tshuva. And that ability to do through tshuva is actually bigger than Ishai. Or Bloza Kenner wanted to say because his doyness nazar kischuyus, so he's able to take the averus into mitzvahs. Or because overcoming it is impossible. Hen beovin cholalti. The it yoshel nochash, you can't win over. The only way you could do it is through that. But the chidush atayra is that after you overcome, the idea is that the schar that you get is not a schar that is a direct correlation, that you get a quid pro quo. Olam haba is a leap jump, is a jump. The idea is that you get much more than you did. Because lemainse, after your zoyche bedina, Kudush Boch Hu gives you bechesed way beyond what you did. That Gemara Megillah says, yagata umatzata. If you work, he should have said yagata vehisakta. If you work, you achieve. Doesn't say, he said, if you work, you find. Says the going, finding meaning has no correlation to the work. Says, yes, because you work, b'midas adin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you something, b'midas achesed, which is way beyond what you achieved. Always HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you way beyond. It says the Tosiyontif in the Mishnah Novice. It says that adia matan schoron shel tzadikim. Schar amitz is called matan schar. Says the Tosiyont, matan and schar is the opposite. Matan is matan schidim, and schar is a reward. So one of them is matan schidim. He says yes, because the reward is much greater. You get a matan schidim with the avoida your zoicha to chesed. Midas adin, the schar is not midas adin. We are noitel bizroa, but what the tzadikim get is midas chesed, which is beyond. That's why De'e Chochma, that's what Sefer Yetzirah says. Safra de Tzniusa. Safra is a book. Tzniusa is the hidden. If it's hidden, it's not a book. Says the Goyin, Safra is Chochma, Tzniusa is Keser. After Chochma, what does Chochma achieve to you? The more you know, that's not the achievement. The more that you know, you realize how much you don't know. The don't knowing, the lack of knowledge, the one that the more you know, you realize how much you're missing, that hasog of what you're missing, that is the real schar. The real schar is that you could get beyond what you have. De'e chochma lenafshecha, and the Zemira says, v'keser l'roshecha. By learning chochma, you achieve keser. That is the derech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is always a jump. There is always a leap that you get from what you achieve to what you achieve. The tachlis of Yechochma is that Malchus becomes Keser. If you realize the Malchus is knows the Keser. That's why Malchus is kingdom. And what is the kingdom? V'itnu lecha Keser Melucha. The idea of Melucha, the Malchus, is the Bitul Ha'odam in such a way that he's achieving beyond himself. Because the Ikar Avoid is to be Mevatel yourself, you achieve something beyond yourself. Always the case is that. So Mimela, David HaMelech represents the battle, Midas Adin. But that's not the Tachlis. The Tachlis is that after you do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you Mitzidoi something. Because you mevatel yourself in such a way, feel a leoni ki atoif, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Mitzidoi something much bigger. Shlomo Melech represents that. Shlomo Melech is a concept of Shlemus. Says the Tzaddik, Shlomo Melech, his life was a Seuda. Seuda Shlomo Melech b'shaitoi. Because David, Shlomo Melech, there's no fight. He included everything. He could get Toshim Nochrius. The idea is that he represents the Olam Aschar. Because Shlomo Melech represents the Chochom Mikodem. He's the one who has the ultimate Chochom to realize how much he doesn't know. So he's the one whose the achievement needs to go beyond achievement. That's why Shlomo Melech, in Olam Hazeh, Chazal studied he's not Aben Olam Haba. Because he did so many wrong things. But you realize that Leosid Lovi, that is his Schar. His Schar is beyond. After you won the battle, now there's no more battle anymore. And everything belongs to you. That is Shlomo Melech, which is the Shlemus. The Schar is always that. You look for it. L'shichnoi tidrashu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is boicher. You're zoicher to the Bechira, but once he has the Bechira is forever. Now he's not tall in the Maisim anymore. That's why Mitzvahs Betelus Lasid Lovei by Avraham Avinu. Says the Maral, you see that Avraham Avinu, you had the entire story of Avraham Avinu, the 72 years of his battle to Noah Kodesh Bochot, the Torah doesn't mention it. Why not? So he says, well, because the battle is what he achieved. But what did the Kodesh Bochot give him? Ahava. Avram Oyavi. That Ahava is not Liyah Bedover. That Ahava is forever. Once you achieve that, once you reach that Madrega, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you something beyond. Malchus gets to Keser. Chochma gets to Keser. Our Schar is the Keser, what's beyond us. Because the Schar is Chesed. Din is mevatel us to be able to be Zoicha, the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's the Tzura. So Mimir is Givaldi, what we said. Why there's every place which is Ashros Ashchina. Ashros Ashchina means that we do our best, but Kujuk is beyond us. By doing our best, we get something way beyond ourselves. Atroiseyim Berosheim. So the Beis HaMikdash is that. That Shichna Tidrash, we look for it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses. But that choice is not through David HaMelech, because David HaMelech represents the battle. It's Dafka through Shlomo HaMelech, which represents the world beyond the battle. That's why Dein Yeshiva Bazor El Malchus Beis David only from Shlomo HaMelech. What's the difference between Rechiva and Shiva? Roichev is Mitzad HaZocher. The Pshad is the battle. Always in your Roichev, you are riding the horse. You've got to control it. So the Yeshiva means that there's no more battle. By David HaMelech was a Rechiva. In Yeshiva Bazor is only Malchus Beis David. That the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Yoishev Boilomoi, and there's no more battle. And the whole world is not misnagged anymore. That Yeshiva Bazor is only Shlomo HaMelech Bilvat. So you see the Bina Beis HaMikdash. David HaMelech brings in potential. He achieves that, but what he gets is beyond, which is Shlomo HaMelech. So Shlomo HaMelech brings the Beis HaMikdash before, and that's in Yeshiva Bazorah. So Mimela comes out Givaldik. That's why the world of David HaMelech, which is Ashros Ashchina Betzura Sodom, is this world of achievement and battle and getting beyond achievement. That's why there is a concept of Bechira, which is the parallel. And that Bechira, how is the Bechira of choice? Which means that Kudush Bochum makes the choice enough from our mindsim and Yeshiva Bazor and Malchus Beis David. So the Aloch of Bechira, that after we battle for Malchus, we achieve something beyond Malchus, is the concept of the world beyond the battle that is represented by Yeshiva Bazor and Malchus Beis David Bilvat. So that's why in Malchus Beis David represents the concept of Malchus. And that concept of Malchus is Dafka by Shlomo Melech. Shlomo Melech is the devotee, is that he only becomes Malchus. The true Malchus Hashem, the true world of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not the world of the battle, but the world beyond the battle. So that's why, what is the Chiddush of Shlomo Melech? That now is not totally in your mindset anymore. Now is once you achieve that, is mitzad the Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gain much more. And therefore, Dafka by Shlomo Melech, he achieves the concept of the Bechira. And what does the Bechira mean? Means that you could sit Bazorah. See, Bazorah, there's no battle. Therefore, you can never lose the Malchus anymore. Now it's Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not Mitzad us. And therefore, the Malchus becomes the Bechira Dafka through Shlomo HaMelech, both the Beis HaMikdash and the Malchus. And the Shlomo HaMelech, the Chiddushi, is the Dafka by Shlomo. From now on, is not told in our mindset anymore. It's something Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not Mitzad us anymore. So we merely could understand why Malchus in Yeshiva Bazor and Malchus Beis David Bulvah, that's the concept of the Bechira, and the Bechira is Dafka by Shlomo HaMelech, both in the Beis HaMikdash and by Malchus Beis David.